Hi, everyone. Dale Moore here in the shadow of the Rockies for the Northern News Network. Last time we talked about the walleye. There are several techniques that fishermen can use to target walleye, so if you'd like to give it a try, send an email to dale@intheshadowoftherockies.com and I'll send you some info. So what else do we know about these fish? I'll have that next.
Hi, this is Mark with the Montana Department of Revenue with a message for property owners. Spring is here, and you'll soon be seeing our staff in the field to perform property reviews. It's not necessary to be present, but if you'd like to make an appointment to visit with us, or if you have questions about the appraisal process, visit mtrevenue.gov, contact one of our field offices, or call 444-6900. Thank you from the Montana Department of Revenue.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, save on select Steel battery tools. Right now, save $50 on the RMA 460V lawnmower battery set. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. With AK30 battery and AL101 charger. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
So as promised, here are a few more interesting facts about the walleye, one of the more popular sport fish around Montana and neighboring states. Walleye don't often go deeper than 60 feet. Most often, they are found in water between 20 and 60 feet deep, depending on the water temperature, bait, oxygen content, and the time of day or night or year. One thing to look for is what is called the mud line. This is a line of mud that will get stirred up as waves are pushing into the shallower water. That means that the fish walleye like to eat are being pushed shallow as well. When this happens, you can often catch walleye in very shallow. I have caught them in water as shallow as 4 feet when this happens. Because many reservoirs have relatively little natural walleye spawning habitat, FWP rears and stocks about 40 million walleye each year. The walleye name comes from its large glassy pupils. The opaque quality of the eye comes from a reflective layer of pigment in the inner eye. The pigment layer allows walleye to see prey at night or in murky water. This gives them a distinct advantage in that mud line I told you about earlier. You can find walleye in Fort Peck, Nelson, Fresno, Tiber, Canyon Ferry, Holter, or other reservoirs, as well as much of the other areas of the Missouri River system in Montana. If you haven't, I highly recommend giving walleye fishing a try. I think you'll love it here in the shadow of the Rockies.